All right, there you go. That was Rob giving the interview there. That is Around the County. That is Rob Around the County. And I got to say, I love the name. My guest in the studio is Rob. Rob Gellis. Am I saying your name the right way?
That's right.
Oops, hold on. Say it again. Gellis?
Yes, Gellis.
And you were born and raised in the area?
Born in Arlington, Virginia. Raised in Westchester, moved here in 2005.
Okay, so you've been here just over 10 years, and you have decided to go around the county finding excellent stories and interviewing people. And tell us exactly who was that you just interviewed right there.
Alfred Turek, who worked from 1959 to 1986 at the V&O Press in Greenport.
The V&O Press in Greenport. People, if you're from around here and you've driven up Route 66, it would be the giant, massive building that used to be right across from Healy Boulevard. Healy, right? Across from the end of the intersection of Healy, more or less there, that they recently tore down completely. Is that correct?
That's right. The front was there until last year or so.
Yeah, a big, giant facade. Pretty cool. So they made all sorts of presses. These are presses that would make things out of metal for companies like GE and GM. Is that right?
GEGN, yeah, that's right.
So tell me, what was this interview like, and what struck you most about talking to this guy?
All the photographs he had from the company here. He got the correspondence. He must have collected it all and kept it when they moved away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And tell us exactly, what were these presses? What were they making?
They could make, parts for cars, stamp out forms. In World War II, they made shells,
mm-hmm.
bullets, all kinds of things. I guess they would make other, they would be used to produce other things in other manufacturing.
Hmm.
I guess still out there, still used apparently in other industries.
Mm-hmm. And the factory, as with so many factories around here in Hudson, just took off and disappeared one day.
Well, it moved in 86 north to Niverville. Some other company had bought it. The V&O was Villard and Oswald. The two men came up. They founded the press back in the 1880s in Glendale, Queens. And they 1923 opened that plant in Greenport. So it stayed from 1923 to 1986.
That's a good chunk of time right there, 60 years or so. And what happened to the industry? Because some of it became phased out a little bit. And what put these factories and workers out of business mostly?
I think plastic instead of metal. Plastic parts and forms that could be done, molded even for cars. I mean, cars aren't all metal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And even plastics that we see were obviously, before World War II, was all metal.
Mm-hmm.
All the metal, you think of cabinets, cement, things we take for granted are plastic, were metal, cans, I don't know, all kinds of things, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So the plastics came along, industry went out, it's what happens. So how did you meet this guy?
I met him actually 5 years ago. He remembered me at the Hudson Area Library History Room. He was up there looking at some stuff, and I was there, but it took me until recently when I was at the house, he recalled he met me when I did some volunteer work at the Hudson Area Library History Room. But I didn't see him again until I met him at the Greenport Town Hall. Gary Hart, who is the historian for Greenport, introduced me to Al Turek, and I talked to him, but I didn't have a recording device, so I contacted him and went to his house and had a digital recorder and taped it.
Nice. You got a Zoom?
No, but it works. It's just an audio recorder. It's small, and it doesn't need any microphones. You just place it between two people. And
there you go. documenting the history of the county. So Rob Around the County, it almost sounds like a Jesse James themed show. Did you mean the pun, Rob?
No,
Did you know that I would bring that up and say...
No, really?
Sounds like Rob Around the County. Sounds like a Jesse
Rob
James.
Around. I was thinking...
Rob Around the County, like Jesse James.
Yes. And there are many more stories in the that have been recorded for future shows. I plan to really go and talk to all the historians I can in every town. I contacted the county historian, which will be on a later broadcast, a full taping of Mary Howell, who's been Mary Howell, the county historian, who wrote a whole book about Livingston. And obviously from there, branching out to other historians from each town has one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the county historian. You got a lot of info up their sleeves, I'm sure. A lot to learn.
Just touching the tip of the iceberg.
So what do you have next in store that you're working on, or what interview?
Oh, I think I have an interview for Universal Match.
What's that?
That was right next to V&O. It was, you know, the little match pocket.
Oh, Universal Match. Okay, I was thinking maybe it was a dating site.
It was a match company. The little books of matches you have, probably that may have gone out because it was bought out by some bigger company and moved the operations.
Okay, well, what do we say? We break for some Basque music. We'll take a little music break here. Then we'll play some news coming up on 5 o'clock here on this Catalonian Independence Day. Now, they didn't really get independence. They were autonomous, but they got some great music coming out of the Basque territories. Here's Hunza. This is Aldapangora. Rob, thanks so much for sharing that interview with us.
Thank you so much, Kieran.
That was a great interview.
See you next month.
Okay.